There is always another story or another side to it. A unique angle, a unique viewpoint, a unique insight. This is Chai FM. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. Former Prime Minister John Howard and ex-Foreign Minister Alexander Downer have condemned the Albanese government's plan to recognize Palestinian statehood, calling it a betrayal of international law. In a joint statement, the pair argued that Palestine fails to meet the Montevideo Convention's legal criteria for statehood and warned recognition would undermine the Oslo Accords. While stressing support for a two-state solution, Howard and Downer insisted that peace must stem through negotiations and not unilateral declarations. Meanwhile, United Kingdom police are bracing for mass demonstrations after Palestine Action supporters have vowed to defy its recent proscription as a terrorist organization. More than 1,000 activists are expected to gather in London on Saturday, and authorities and Jewish leaders warn that such rallies, framed as free speech, carry troubling implications and direct threats for the Jewish community. Police have pledged firm enforcement, stressing that glorifying proscribed groups endangers public safety and fuels anti-Semitic tensions. Once home to nearly 100,000 Jews, Syria's Jewish community has now dwindled to just 5 individuals in Damascus. For those who remain, like Badria Musa Shata, life is marked by fear, silence and isolation, with no active Jewish religious life left. While diaspora Jews cautiously hope for a revival under Syria's new government, prospects remain uncertain amid sectarian violence and housing pressures. For now, Syria's Jewish story is one of survival, fragile, fading, yet connected to a heritage some still dream of restoring. Fiji will inaugurate its embassy in Jerusalem on September the 17th, becoming the 7th country to officially recognize Israel's capital. Israeli Foreign Minister Gideon Sahar praised the move, calling it a recognition of Jerusalem as the eternal capital of the Jewish people, and congratulating Fiji's leadership for their support. Sahar emphasized Israel's ongoing efforts to encourage additional countries to follow suit, reinforcing global recognition of the nation's capital. Let's now look at what other stories have made headlines. A United States judge orders the Trump administration to restore $2.2 billion in funding to Harvard, ruling that claims of combating anti-Semitism were unfounded and unrelated to the decision. 6 leading U.S. Jewish organizations are urging synagogues and community groups to apply for federal security grants despite concerns about conditions under the Trump administration. Argentine officials have recovered an 80-year-old Italian masterpiece stolen by the Nazis after it surfaced in a real estate photo. UEFA's president reaffirms his opposition to banning Israel from international soccer as controversy grows over Spanish club Villarreal signing Israeli star Manu Solomon. Jerusalem will honor sculptor Israel Hadani's The Secret of Forms, a major free admission exhibition and citywide public art tours from this month to November. And finally, for Ariel Tobati, based in Los Angeles, his identity defines Persian heritage, Jewish faith, and Zionist pride. Tobati grew up speaking Farsi, celebrating Shabbat with the warmth of Persian culture and visiting Israel, where his origins, he says, felt alive. Today, as a private equity and venture capital investor, he continues his family's legacy by championing Israel's technology and real estate sectors. To him, Israel is more than a refuge. It is resilience, inspiration, and the future. Iran is my past, he reflects, but Israel embodies our future, a vision he nurtures through investment, connection, and pride in being an Iranian Jew. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. This Chai FM Global Update is a daily newscast focusing on Jewish news from the diaspora. It's free for you to listen to on chaifm.com, and if you subscribe, we will email it to you daily.